We are on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are in the middle of a story. Chizkiyahu was supposed to be Mashiach, and he did not say Shira, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Midas Hadin came to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, whatever that means. It just means that the Taina was whether if he is Rebbe Mashiach or not, is that how could he be Mashiach if he didn't say Shira? David HaMelech, who said Shira was a Mashiach, how could Chizkiyahu say be Mashiach? So the world, the Eretz, wanted to substitute and say, I'll say Shira. The Sarah Olam said, make him Mashiach. And the answer was no. And that's what we're up to. Now, we spoke about yesterday, and again, I'll re-mention it again today, that whenever a king has a failing like that, it is indicative of the madrega of the nation. The level of the nation was not yet ready for Mashiach, and therefore, Chizkiyahu didn't say Shira. He didn't say Shira because the world at that point was not ready for Mashiach. And the way it manifested itself and the way it came out was that Chizkiyahu didn't say Shira. So the Mefarshim seem to say. Back to the Gemara, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines before the end of the narrow lines. Yatza Basko v'Amriya. Basko went out and said, Razi li, Razi li. The secrets are mine, the secrets are mine. Meaning, I know why I'm not bringing Mashiach. Meaning, as if to acknowledge that the lack of praise is a reason, but even though the world may, offers to make up the difference, whatever that means, Rabbi Nishtam has his secrets of why it can't happen now. So Krashi, Razili, Razili, Nistarish Shalihain. These hidden things are mine, Vani Yodeya Mama Akiv, and I know why I'm holding back. Amar Navi, the prophet said, Oili, Oili, woe is to me, woe is to me, Ad Masai, until when? Meaning, until when Mashiach come? The Trashi Amali Oili Ad Masai of the Mashiach. Woe is to me till Mashiach comes, meaning there's going to be still a lot more suffering from the time of Chizkiyahu to the time of Mashiach. That's the Basko of Amra. Basko went out and said, Begdim Bogdu, the rebels rebelled, who begged Begdim Bogdu. And I think it also means, how does he translate that? The rebel.
They indeed dealt very treacherously.
Right. The Amar Rabbi became Reb Yitzchak, had the Bezuzi. So Klal Yisrael will be pillaged many a time before Mashiach comes. Rashi had the Asi Bezuzi, Bezuzi the Bezuzi. I should Izbazazu. That's the summer space, Jairus. Izbazazu. Sayyidina Yisrael come upon him. The enemies of Klal Yisrael, referring to Klal Yisrael, will be pillaged many a time before Mashiach comes from the days of Chizkiyahu.
When it said that Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach, that was made known later on after.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't answer the question. I don't know.
In other words, there was known to.
I don't know.
Rosie Lee, but on the other hand, they knew that Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach.
I don't know. They knew? Or Chazal knew? I don't know. I don't know. Who said something?
And they knew exactly the reason why he wasn't.
Chazal knew. Whether they knew then? Again, you're asking me to speculate. I have no idea. I don't know if Chizkiyahu himself knew. I don't know. Doesn't say. Just we know. Chazal told us. That's what it says. Doesn't say that they told them. I have no idea.
The reason I'm asking because it sounds like that Chazili means only Hashem could know all these details, so we seem to know a little bit about
it. No. Well, he knows a lot more than we know. There's secrets he's not revealing. That's what Razili says. There's more to it than meets the eye. That's all it says. Doesn't mean he told them that. He told the Aretz and the Sara Ilam and whatever. It doesn't say that there was an interaction with Chizkiyahu. It doesn't say. There is a... I forgot what I wanted to say. I heard this from the Klesmig Rebbe, the Tzadik Levracha, that there's a concept called Zman Pekida. There are times that are more at, more mesugal, more at, more, what's the word in English for mesugal?
Propitious.
What?
Propitious.
If that's the word, but I don't know what propitious means. To the coming of Mashiach. But the word pekida, this is what I heard from him, has a double meaning. It means to remember, and it also means to make lacking. Like nifkad mimenu ish. A person wasn't lacking. So he says that in those times that are Zman Pekidas, if we are not zaychah from Mashiach, I heard this from him. If we are not zaychah from Mashiach in those times, it turns into a time of great destruction, of where many Jews are killed. Because the meaning of pekida, since it's not being used in the sense of remembering, is used in the sense of being lack. He said he thought about that one of the great Achrayim, I forgot who he quoted from, said it about 1648 and 1649, and he himself said it about 1941. He said, "Ki sisa esreish, sisa is the letters tavshin aleph, which is raise Klal Yisrael." He said, "Tavshin aleph." This is what I heard from him. Was a zman pekida, was a time that had we had the merit, would have been a time that's propitious, if that's the word, for Mashiach to come. Whereas if we were in Zaycha, so the opposite happened, and instead of it being a positive, it was a negative. Yes?
Yeah, there are actually a number of reports who understand Tachat that way. That it was supposed to have the potential to be one thing. It's in the swarm, any times there's a change in the dragon, use the term Korban, the way sort of when one, when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, that metamorphosis is accompanied by a great deal of.
Anyway, this is what I heard from him, and I'm just quoting. So it could be that the time of Chizkio was a Zman Pekida. You know, it was a time that was, it could have been the time of Mashiach. He didn't make it, but it doesn't say there was a massive loss. I'm just saying that part might be part of that. You know, was a Zman Pekida. I don't know. That's the Gemara Vayitzer. Masa, which means a vision. How does he translate Masa? A vision? A what?
Harsh prophecy.
Duma, a lie kaira. Duma refers to the Maluch who is in charge of the Neshamas. Duma is calling to me. Duma is saying, a lie kaira, the Neshamas are calling to me, Miseyer, about Esav. Shoymer ma milayla. How long is the watchman, the Rabbi Nishleilam, gonna keep us in the night? Shomer Mamileo, how long is it going to be till we get out of this night? How long is the Shomer, referring to the Rabbi Nishleilam, Amar Shomer Asa Baiker, right, we're going to have in a moment, how long is he going to keep us in this Golas? Dr. Rashi, well, we can do the next line of Gemara. Amar Rabbi Eichon, Oysa Malach HaMamuna L'Ruchais, the Malach that's in charge of the Shomers, Duma Shemai. Niskapsu Kol HaRuchais Eitel Duma, the Neshamas get to Duma of Amruloi, and they said to him, Shomer Mami Laila, Shomer Mami Leil. How long is the Shomer, the watchman, going to keep us at the night? And how long, double language. So, Krashi. Sarah Ruchais, the Neshamas Nifkades Etzlai, the Neshamas are entrusted by him. Behindu Masa, this is the harsh prophecy, Duma. Kach Amar Duma, this is what Duma says. A lie, Kairin Haruchais, to me, the Neshamas are calling Al Iske Seyer, Esav. They change it to Va'imrim, Li, and they tell me, Shomer Mami Laila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu Shomer, the Rabbi Nishleilam who's watching, Ma'imrim Menagolus Shu Kalaila. What is he saying about this Golus that's like night? Shomer Mami Leil, Ma Dovar, what thing? Masai Kate Sagaula, Ma Diber, what did he speak? Masai Kate Sagaula Mileil Zah. When is the end of the Gullus? When is the Geula going to come from this night? Amar Shomer, Asabaker, the Gamlai. This is talking about, no, it's a Matseyer. It's being said about this Gullus. The Nevuah is being said in future about this Gullus. It's a prophecy. Prophecy is about the future. No, a lie Kaira about Seyer. Me Seyer means discussing Seyer, discussing Esav. The Neshamas want to know how long is the Gullus we're in going to last. The response is, Amar Shomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asa Baiker, the Gam Laila, the morning will come, and also the night. In Tiboyin, we'll see what that means in a second. im tiboyun, if you want to be, daven, boyu, ask. Shuvu asayu. You will do tshuva, and you will come to the geula. Basically saying, it's up to us. Rabbanu Shlomen says, you want to know how long Golos is going to last? It's up to you. Now, what is the asa biker v'gam laila? Biker refers to redemption, and laila refers to Golos. Let's do Rashi. Asa biker. So Rashi, the way the guy is here is loy asa biker bitmiya. You don't think the geula are going to come? Meaning, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you don't think there's going to be redemption? The Gairis in the first shot, not Asa Biker, the Mashal and the Gra, say, it's supposed to say, Loi Asa Biker, you don't think morning is going to come? This swarm like Sibahu. There's a swarm that don't have the word Loi Asa Biker. V'nachayn, and it's correct. And this is the way the second Girsa of Asa Biker goes. Amalem Asar, the Sar answers the Neshamas. Kach Amar Shaymer. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Asa Baika Geula Tavai, the Geula will come. However, Vegam Laila, Avu Metchila Tia Golus Harbe. There'll be morning, but before there's morning, there's going to be a lot of nights. And therefore, he's saying, don't give up on the Geula. You want to know when it's coming? The Rabbeinu Shlom says it's coming. Unfortunately, there's going to have to be a lot of night in front of it. That is shot number two. So we have two shots. The first shot is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't think morning is coming? The second shot is he's saying, morning is coming, but there's going to be night beforehand. Lishna Achrina, I'd like to finish the Rashi. Lishna Achrina, another shot. She Yigalu, Vaikir is referring to the first redemption. The Yibana based Migdash Sheni. They will have the Migdash Sheni. The Yabzu, the Yiglu Golos there. Then they will go back into the second Golos. Lishna Achrina, that's why us a biker, there'll be redemption. The Gam Laila, but there'll be another Golos afterwards. That when redemption comes for the righteous, the wicked will find it at night time. And this is what the Targum shows. It's agar l'tzadikaya. There is reward for the righteous. There's peronis l'rishiyaya, and there's punishment for the wicked. So going to this chat, the Asabayikim v'gam laila is talking about when the gula comes, there'll be night. In the three last chatam of Rashi, he's trying to reconcile if the gula is coming, so what does the gam laila mean? So the first shot saying, there'll be by morning, but it'll be preceded by night, by a long night. Second shot is saying, there'll be one gula, then another gulus. And the third shot saying, at the time of gula, there'll be baika for some, and laila for others. And to bayin, to bakshu lihigal, if you daven, bayu, bitshu rachmim, daven, shuvu b'tshuva, vasayu l'gula. Basically saying that this is up to us. This is up to us. If we do tshuva, if we daven, the redemption will come. It's our choice of when Mashiach is going to come. Yes.
Two quick things. First of all, in Ferber, don't we have that Baba Kama?
Well, that's my mother. This is the pasuk. Abba Shem. This is the same pasuk. Yes.
Also, is this whole thing of Lila before Yom apply even if even by both of them?
Well, it's applied till now. We are in Lila. We are in Gullah.
I'm saying,
you don't believe me, check the UN schedule today.
Rebbe said yesterday that we are in the...
said over that I heard the shame of Big God that the Ita time has arrived already, correct?
Okay, so theory... Did Achishena need a Lila first?
Yeah. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that there was a minimum of gullus. Questionable how much, but there was a minimum of gullus of somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 years. That they had to stay in gullus. After that became the time when Mashiach could come. It's been a long way. But the Gemara talks about a minimum of gullus of something in the neighborhood, if I have to remember correctly, I can look it up, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 years that they had to have been in gullus. That's what the Gemara talks about. Even that, Rabbi Kiva thought they could get at earlier, so it's not so simple. Rabbi Kiva thought 60 years after the Churban, that Bar Kochba was Mashiach. He thought they could get at earlier. But the Gemara talks about a minimum, but we're way past.
After the
Churban by Sheni was Bar Kochba's revolution, yeah.
But you had the big...
After Churban by Sheni.
Right. You had the Churban by Sheni already.
Again. Was there a minimum for Golos by Sheni? Was the question you asked. If I remember correctly, a few minutes ago, you asked me a question whether there had to be Lila, had to be a Nachashena. So I told you that the Gemara and Avodah Zarah discusses a minimum of galus that there had to be. Even though Bakakva launched the revolution 60 years after the Churban Rabbi Akiva party was already Mashiach. So it would have been a very small Lila. Unfortunately, it turned into a very long winter night.
Does anyone believe, like I thought, that it's still
Akshishena
now?
I have no idea. I was a boy growing up in a shul. The Rav in the shul was a massive Talmud Chacham. Quoted from someone, I wish I remember him saying, that we're in the time of Beitz already. That at a certain point, the Sfarim say, it's past Akshishena, it's already up to Beitz. I guess within Beitz, there's a range. That's what I probably was a cutin when I heard it, so I don't know if you can trust me. The third pshat in Rashi is that even when the Gula comes, it won't be Gula for everybody. For the Rishoyim, it'll be Lila time. Gula to them will be night. Gula to us is morning. Gula to them will be night.
I think it sounds from Rashi that all you have to do is ask for, in other words, do the tshuva. But it seems that Masha, even if you do the tshuva, let's say the second shot, there'll still be another galus.
There was supposed to be another, it didn't have to be that way. Meaning, there's nevuah, and there's what could happen. Prophecy says there's going to be a second galus. The length of the second galus to be determined by how much we daven.
This was said by
Nevuah, way back. You're asking me a prophecy. This is prophecy. Something to my advice. Yes.
This prophecy is
in Yeshayach of Aleph Yud Aleph, before Bayis Golos Bayis reached. He's discussing about the story of Golos Vayesheni. I believe I mentioned this, I never remember where I mentioned it, but I mentioned it recently, it might have been here, that there's a school of thought that believes, this is a big machloikus, that the two Goliathan are not two, but are rather an extension of one. I mentioned it here? I didn't know that. The Yairus Devash says this, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky has a whole piece on this, and that is, some learn, Ramban namely, that the parsha in Bechur Kaisai refers to Golos Bayis Rishon, the parsha in Kisavai refers to Golos Bayis Sheni. Seems to approach it as two separate entities, separate from each other. Even though you could, even in the Ramban, argue, but this is what the Ramban seems to say. He says, there are those that approach it that really, for Rabbi Nezahar Gil Arayas and Shrikos Damim, we deserved a much longer Golos than 70 years. But we were not tooled to survive a Golos. Because we had prophecy, because everything was happening in a very revealed fashion of miracles, we were not tooled in Teresh HaBalpeh. We did not know how to deal with a lack of revelation. How would Klal Yisrael survive when the prophecy is removed and all these miracles are gone? We would have fallen apart. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam only sent us to Golos for 70 years, brought us back on a lower level. It was not the same Madrega, given the fact that their tshuva wasn't the way it should have been. There's a lower level, and he's basically said to them, listen, you're not ready for what you deserve, so I'm going to give you a second chance. During this second chance, you will get the tools necessary for survival in a long galus. You will learn Teresh HaBalpeh. That's why Mishnayos Teresh HaBalpeh flourished in Bayit Sheni. And that was a direct result of the Tziv explains, because there was no more Nevuah, because there was not that much revelation, more things were unknown, and we learned how to figure out unknown things. How do we approach when we don't know what the Messiah is? How do we approach when we don't have the exact halacha handed down to us? So we got a Talmud out of this, we got a Mishnayos out of this, and a Yerushalmi and a Bavli. And we were ready to go for Golos. Now had we not blown it, we would have remained there, and maybe even improved over years, theoretically. We blew it, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam still has the old cheshbon. He said, okay, you still owe me a debt from last time. Now you're ready, go. So according to that, the second galus is not its own entity, but rather part two of the first galus, which they couldn't have had before they were ready for it, and this enabled them, gave the second Beis Hamikdash, gave them the survival skills. Now, true, had they not blown it, they could have turned that around. They didn't have to end up going into the second Golos. They could have done a tshuva and returned to the Madrega and not have to go into Golos. But in case they blow it, they'd be ready for it, which is exactly what happened. And 1900 and some years later, we are here to tell the tale. This is the Aris Davash. Rabbi Yaakov has a piece where he talks about that the months of the year were always called Rishon Sheni. They never had months in Avi until they came back from Bayeshek to from the Golos bubble. And they brought along Persian names. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, these are not Lashon Kodesh words. And the question is, why? Why, till then, was the Navi satisfied in calling months by Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and all of a sudden had to have names? So Yankov learns it was a reminder to them that they're not really out of, they're out of Golos, but they're still hanging over their head the future, what's the specter? What? Spectra of Golos. The spectra of Golos is still hanging over their head. And therefore, they better do, you know, and that's why they were not totally free, only for a 100-year period, by the Hashmonaim, where they could have reverted. At that point, they had the ability to come back, which they didn't do, unfortunately. But that's when it was the high point in Bayesheni, when the Hashmonaim won. This is his whole piece, that this is the way to approach. And yet, it's Machlokes, not everybody agrees to that approach, but that's the Navi is foretelling the future. He's telling you what's going to happen. There's going to be a Golos, be a long Golos. But that's all dependent on how we behave. If we behave correctly, we don't have to keep that prophecy. You know, any prophecy that's set for bad, the Rambam tells us, did not have to be fulfilled. We could have done the right thing and avoided it. I have no idea. One of the questions that I asked my Rebbe, or my Rebbe asked, told us, I forgot who asked it and how it worked, and we had no answer for it. Why we call names by names of Avodah Zarah. In fact, we call it, even in Yiddish, by names of Avodah Zarah. Sunday, Monday, these are all names of Avodah Zarah. Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday is a Greek god. Thursday, Friday, the only day we don't is Wednesday. Wednesday we name, in Yiddish, middle of the week. And that's the only one that we don't. In English, it's called Wednesday, but in Yiddish, it's Mitzvah, means middle of the week. I don't know. I have no answer to that. Something my advice. Tana Mishem Rebbe Pius Gnaihu Lechizkiya Sayata Shuli Am Lushira. It is unseemly for Chizkiya and his group that they did not Shishira Hachapascha Arez V'Am Lushira. Shanema Miknafa Arez in the corners of the world, Smira Shemano. We heard song. Svi Latzadik. What does he translate to the tzaddik? The desire for the tzaddik?
The wish.
The wish of the tzaddik. Rashi Gnayu Davar Maguna Asu, they did something unseemly. There's a similar kind of thing. Yama Yisra reacted when he was told the details of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Baruch Hashem, praised is Hashem, Asher Hitzlo Eschem, that he saved you. Tana Mishum Rabbi Pius. Gnayu L'Moshe V'Shishim Rivai. It is a Gnay from Moshe 600,000. Shloi Amru Baruch. They did not express their praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They sang Shira to the Rabbani Shalom. They didn't use the praise word Baruch till Yisrael came and said Baruch. And it's something they should have reached on their own. They did say praise. Az Yashem Ha'ishav Ne'Israel. They said praise. That wasn't their problem. But they didn't use the word Baruch till Yisrael came. Rav Chaim Kanevsky asked the question from davening. I'm sorry. You have trouble me passing a sitter, I'm sorry. A sitter right behind him. Any sitter. Any sitter. Ashkenaz fired, it's all the same. He asked that in Ezra's, he says, this is Rechaim Kanevsky's question in Derech Sicha. He asks, we say, V'naslu Yedidim Zmirais, Shirais, Mishishbachais, Brachais, V'haidais. This is what we gave by Kriyas Yamsuf, L'melach Keel Chai V'chayan. So he says, it says we gave Brachais. The Gemara says, we didn't say Baruch, so Yisra came around. So the answer is, it doesn't mean we used the word Baruch. We gave praise. So we gave praise in many forms. But the word Baruch was not used till Yisra came along and used it. That's how he answers the question. Yes?
You think Arena said, come Baruch,
no, we're talking about the Yikar Yisrael.
Yeah, but it's used.
No, but he's saying we're talking about in the Shira of Kriyas Yamsuf. That the Gemara writes, once we mention Yisrael, we go off on a tangent. Vayichad Yisrael, Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar Sheherev Cherev Chadav Sarai. Vayichad Yisrael means he did bris mila. The Rashi Shemolus Atzmav in his gayer, sharp sword, meaning he did bris mila. Shmuel Amar Shenasa Chadudim Chadudim Kol Sarai. Shmuel says he got pains, sharp pains in all his body because he was upset that so many Mitzrim were killed. Meaning deep down there was a certain level of upsetness that Mitzrim were killed and he was bothered by it. Trashi Chadudim Chadudim Kmatim Kmatim. That means folds. Shaya Meitzar Ma'id Al Mapolis Mitzrayim. He was sad. Rashi says very sad on the downfall of Mitzrayim. Amarav, Hainu the Army Inchi. Hainu the Army Inchi. This is what people say. Yura Arasara Dara, a gear till 10 generations. Lisvaza Armoy Kamei. Do not embarrass the guy in front of him. It takes 10 generations for a gear to totally be disassociated with his past and not feel a kinship to those that he came from. And therefore, it's normal human behavior. And therefore, even a Yisrael, the major tzaddik, right? My Rabbeinu's father-in-law, he added a parsha of the Torah, and we're not belittling him in any way. But the reality of the fact is, it hurts when he sees that Goyim are punished, even though now he's a Yid. Rashi, Yurad Asara Dara, Haki Yimashu B'nei Adam, it's a saying of people. Mio Yisrael Ava, Siri Ava, Yisrael wasn't the tenth, we're saying that, it's a marshal. Rabbeinu B'chayim, Kiveinu brings Rabbeinu B'chayim that says, Yisrael was the 10th generation of Mitzrayim, the son of Chum. It was a descendant of Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara says. Even 10 generations later, when he hears that the Mitzrayim are being drowned, he does come from Mitzrayim. And 10 generations later, it still gives him pangs. Still hurts. And that's why one has to be careful that in front of a ger, one not put down where he came from, because it still hurts. Normal for it to hurt. Yes.
Rashi and Chumash, but Yichad has two pshatim, right?
Right. It doesn't bring, only brings one of the two here. Because Rashi goes from Achilta, Rashi brings from other sources.
Well, the other source was that it means he was
happy.
Happy.
Right.
But here,
Chazal have different pshat.
No, no, but heavier Kerechad of Zoro, is that?
It's a third pshat.
That's a third pshat?
Yes.
That's a
third shot? Yes. I'll say it again.
Okay.
Well, said, say it a third time. Yeah, okay. It's a third shot.
No, but then I have another question for you. Why do we take, whenever, in my feeble mind, when I said the shot of a Yichad Yisro, why can't you say it Lamaila? Goose pimples, what do they call it? Goose pimples?
Goosebumps.
When they heard what the miracle happened, he felt like so.
That's what the Rashi brings down as the first shot.
What?
No, he just said, Rashi says the first time he was very happy.
What was Rashi's second shot?
That he was, this Gemara here.
No, oh, sorry. This Gemara here that what?
Hasim Sara Chadudim Chadudim.
Yeah, I'm saying Chadudim Chadudim or Mila.
No, it's not shot in Rashi. It says that Rashi brings in Gemara. You're at a Sara Dara. It's the Vazi Amoa
Bape. That part, I'm sorry, that extra thing Rashi just said it's in the Gemara, is in Rashi?
Yeah. How do I know it? I don't know from the Gemara, I know from Rashi.
May I rephrase?
You know, I
asked
you for the
Chumash
up
there.
Yes. Okay,
I ask
you. You may.
Well, can I tell you what you're going to ask?
Oh, the third, the Sheikh Monroe.
You're going to say, this is what you're going to ask. Exactly. Why are we looking to
we have a Tana that praises the Yisro. We have Rob who says beautiful things about Yisro.
Boomer has hope to that by
so why we hear that? Why do we have to find it?
Okay. It's a good question. I think the answer is because it's honesty. It's how you understand the pasuk. Here, take a look in Rashi by Yichad Yisrael.
I think both of them.
Rob gets up in the base lenders and says beautiful things about Yisrael. And Shmuel says, wait a second, before you get carried away, I got something.
Because Shmuel is saying what the truth, what the way he perceives or had a Messiah in the truth. This is what happened. Can't deny truth to make things look real fluffy. There was an element of pain.
When did the Yichad Yisro actually happen?
When Moshe recounted to him the whole story.
And then he had these hadudim.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says.
That's why he came back.
How he came to Klal Yisrael. Of course, when we say chadudim, chadudim, it doesn't mean he didn't recognize that Klal Yisrael deserved Kriyas Yam Suf and the Mishnah deserved. He knew all that. It still hurts. He's human.
So even though he knew it when he came, when Moshe recounted it,
it hurts.
So
it's not saying it hurt to the point that he became disgusted. He recognized the truth. He recognized the praise of Hashem. He recognized that Hashem did unbelievable miracles. Now he loves Klal Yisrael. He recognized this was supposed to happen. Still hurts. He's human. I think
sometimes
it says Baruch Hashem right afterwards. I remember that.
Sometimes at a Levaya, I'm tempted to get up and say, wait a second. Is that the guy you're talking about? I want to
The Swarm say that by funerals, I don't know why we're getting into the topic of funerals, but by funerals people have to be careful not to overpraise, because it ends up being a terrible kitrug, a terrible thing on the nifter. Why in the world are you being talked about that way when it's so not true? People have to be, that's what it says. That's what it says. I was once at a funeral when one person spoke unbelievable lavish praise. The next speaker got up and said he was too good of a friend of mine that I should sit here and talk about, you know, I'd be doing him a terrible disservice.
Say whatever you want about
him. You should live to 120.
Amazing.
Okay, this is as far as we're going this week.